the Gustav Pabst Mansion, 3030 West Highland Boulevard. Highland Boulevard became a showcase in the late 1890s with many mansions built by Milwaukee's German-American elite. This 1898 Elizabethan Revival, or German Renaissance Revival, mansion was designed by Ferry and Kloss for Gustav Pabst, the eldest son of Captain Frederick Pabst. Ferry and Kloss also designed the Milwaukee Public Library on Wisconsin Avenue, St. John's Cathedral on Jackson Street, and the Frederick Pabst Mansion at 20th and Wisconsin. The home was reportedly a wedding present from Captain Pabst. It was titled only in the name of Gustav's new wife, Hilda, a very uncommon arrangement at the time. Gustav was elected president of the Pabst Brewing Company after his father's death in 1904. The following year, the family moved into newly built mansion on Terrace Avenue on Milwaukee's east side. In August of 1905, the house was bought by Fred Fritz Pritzloft, who was president of the John Pritzloft Hardware Company. It was the largest hardware company in Milwaukee and eventually became one of the largest wholesale hardware dealers and iron supply houses in the Midwest. Pritzloft was the longest owner of the property, occupying the home for 46 years, during which his loyal chauffeur lived and raised a family in the upstairs of the coach home. When Fritz Pritzloft died in 1951, he willed the home to the Lutheran Welfare Society of Wisconsin. In 1953, the Volunteers of America of Wisconsin took over and ran it as a day nursery for the children of single working mothers. The original majestic front entrance was demolished in the early 1960s to accommodate a classroom addition facing Highland Boulevard, which disguises the 121-year-old mansion behind it. In 1978, the property was purchased by three Balestrieri brothers, who for the next 20 years operated it as Willow Glen, a residential treatment facility for autistic and emotionally disturbed children. From 1998 to 2012, the home served as home to Highland Community School, which eventually outgrew the space and moved into a more traditional school building at 17th and Highland Boulevard. The current owner bought the property in August of 2013 and now houses a law office, a daycare center, and a yoga studio.